This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 10th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. USDA continues to work to contain the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle. From its discovery in Texas last month, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says they continue to monitor the disease.
I think it's fair to say that our top priority at USDA, given our mission, is to contain this as an animal health event. We've been listening to what science is telling us and continue to work actively to learn more about the emergence of H5N1 in cattle. Now, this includes engaging with producers, animal health experts, public health officials, and industry representatives to assess the best path forward.
Vilsack says thus far the impact of the outbreak has been limited.
Increased testing, surveillance, and additional measures are underway to protect both human and animal health. At this stage, there's no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or beef supply. We continue to see affected cows recover with supportive treatment, with little associated mortality being reported. And it's also important to note that thus far we have found no changes significantly in the virus that would make it more transmissible to humans.
Secretary Vilsack announcing a number of tools that will be made available to protect farmers, livestock, and consumers.
We're announcing a set of supports and tools for producers with H5N1 positive herds. These tools are really designed to help reduce the spread through increased biosecurity. We're also announcing an indemnity program that recognizes the economic impact of lost milk production on these producers. Our primary goal at USDA in taking additional steps is to reduce the impact of H5N1 influenza A on the U.S. dairy herd and help dairy farmers whose herds have been affected to be able to do what they love doing, which is to raise dairy cows and produce milk.
Those tools include financial assistance to help farmers provide personal protective equipment for their workers and to help in developing biosecurity plans. USDA will also help offset some veterinary costs for premises with confirmed cases and help offset dairy farmers with a loss of milk production. While the outbreak is regrettably not over yet, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra says consumers can be confident of the safety of the food supply.
The risk to the public from this outbreak remains low. All this scientific knowledge and data we've been able to collect to date supports the continued safety of the milk supply. That's so important to make sure is very clear. We recognize the urgency of this situation, which is why we stood up a team to be able to respond directly to this avian flu situation that we're facing now.
New crop corn and soybean prices moved higher over the past week. Harlan Suderman with StoneX says a shift in commodity fund attitudes has played a role.
Have there been fundamental factors? Yes, but I would say the market rallied more than what the data would suggest was justified at the time. Now, sometimes the market leads the way before you know the fundamentals, but certainly that has had a factor that the market's looking for excuses now to rally instead of excuses to sell off.
USDA lowered its Brazilian soybean forecast by 1 million metric tons in today's WASDE report. Suderman thinks it'll fall even more.
Our StoneX Brazil has estimated the damage currently at 3 million metric tons, which would suggest that that number has a couple more million metric tons downward to go. It could become more than that because the rains are still falling. The damage is still happening. There were 6.9 million metric tons in the field yet when this started. And there's numerous storage facilities that are underwater or in flooded areas, probably losses there as well. So I anticipate we'll see some more losses as we go. That'll eventually show up in the USDA numbers.
The USDA lowered this year's corn carry to 2 billion bushels, while next year's forecast is 2.1 billion. This year's soy carry remains at 340 million. Next year, it swells to 445 million. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill remains a top priority for more than 100 groups that know it impacts every American. Learn more at farmbillforamericasfamilies.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Allen.